Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome in another day, another Coaching Hire podcast. Man, I'll tell you one thing. If you're subscribed to the channel, which is completely free, you are getting your money's worth, I should say, of your internet bill with how Glenn and I are popping these ones off each and every single day. You can catch a recruiting one with Sonny that we did earlier on Friday. But this is out on Saturday, and Glenn, the news breaking Friday afternoon, which is always great for the news cycle. You know, 5 o'clock. Folks getting on the East Coast, folks getting ready to go out to dinner with the family. But LSU says, hey, we're going to hire Kevin Peoples, and they make that obviously public knowledge. Pete Thamel, first one to report that for ESPN. Glenn, I think this is something that you, me, Sonny all kind of felt was a possibility. We've discussed about this on the board. But Kevin Peoples comes over from Missouri where, yes, he was a big part in landing our favorite player, not in an LSU uniform, Williams Wanneri, that big five-star recruit for Missouri. But overall, I mean, they bring in Peoples, another guy that's going to be, from what I understand, going to be able to develop the edge rushers and defensive ends, work exclusively with Bo Davis. Your thoughts on bringing this hire in?
Yeah, another one that we heard about pretty early on in the process once they got Blake Baker on board. And, you know, I think Baker probably had a huge say in this one, you know, bringing some continuity over from the staff that he just had, and arguably probably his best position coach that he had on the defensive side of the ball last year. Kevin Peoples is very highly regarded and someone who also has some ties here to Louisiana. He spent 4 years with Tulane as their defensive line coach, and you know, they brought in some really you know, stout players throughout his tenure at Tulane, and went up to Indiana and had a very successful stint with Indiana. I think probably the most successful season Indiana football's had in their recent memory, and he was on that staff and a part of that defensive staff, and obviously follows Blake Baker to Missouri here the last couple of years. So this is, you know, this is a guy who has a winning history and guy who has been shown that he can develop and really help produce NFL level talent. You mentioned the addition of Williams Wanneri from Missouri. They just picked him up obviously for the 2024 class at Missouri. So somebody that has some recruiting chops as well. I think this is going to be a great hire for LSU. Obviously, Missouri has been working the last couple of years with Blake Baker, having somebody coach the interior D-line, and then another person, Peoples, coaching the defensive ends and edge rushers. That certainly seems like what it's going to be here at LSU. And so, yeah, I think another really phenomenal hire for Brian Kelly. And, you know, look, I just keep coming back to the fact that they get the guys that they want. I mean, like, we've heard all the names that have been surfaced here. Really, I mean, Blake Baker was the top option for defensive coordinator. Bo Davis was the top guy for the defensive line that we heard about. And then Peoples was also another top choice that we heard, you know, once Baker had been brought in, that they really wanted to bring on staff. So they just keep knocking their first choices off the board here. And again, this is why you bring Brian Kelly in here. This is the CEO part of Kelly that is really shining through here. You know, he was very whatever you want to call it in terms of being swift and making sure that, you know, that he let the previous staff on the defensive side of the ball know that, you know, you guys are not going to be around going forward. And he's done a really nice job, I think, of replenishing this group so far. Still got to wait on cornerbacks and safeties, mm-hmm. and just kind of what who will be leading that charge for LSU. But I don't know if you're an LSU fan or even like just national media weighing in, that you wouldn't look at this job that Brian Kelly's done this offseason in regards to the coaching staff and say it's not a home run start. I mean, they have been really deliberate in what they want, who they want, and they've gone after it, and they haven't been shy about willing to pay for him either. So, you know, this is a really, I think, good first step to get the right people in place to build what you want here at LSU from the defensive side of the ball. Now they got to get to work and start getting in some players, some talent, developing that talent. But I you know, I just tweeted it out a couple minutes ago. I don't see it taking long for Bo Davis and for Kevin Peoples' impact on this defensive line to really shine through here for LSU.
Yeah, a couple of tidbits and notes when you go back and look at people's history. I actually texted a good friend of mine who played under Peoples at Georgia Southern, and he was there from Georgia Southern from 2014 to 2015. And he couldn't say – he said, look, the guy's the real deal. He is a guy who's worked his way up in the coaching ranks and obviously has a way with you seeing him develop that group of five talent into some NFL talent as well. And you mentioned, too, this is a guy with the recruiting acumen. Obviously, Williams-Wanneri, we've mentioned that kid's name about 15 times in the past, you know, 2 weeks. But he also spent some time at Arkansas as director of high school relations and then transitioned into the defensive line coach. So what does that tell you? He knows how to recruit this area. And I know Arkansas, you know, is not at Louisiana, but he knows he has relationships in that state. So if some top talent, you know, emerges in that state that LSU wants to get involved in, he's got built-in connections there. And then, you know, Glenn, as we talk about this, you continue to bolster the defensive coaching staff. I just think that all of this from the CEO mentality of Brian Kelly is, yes, it's a brand new coaching staff, but the continuity factor isn't going to change. Blake Baker brings in a guy that he's familiar with. Missouri had a good defense, an attacking style of defense, and I sit in the camp too where I would rather see a defensive coordinator have as comfortable a transition as possible in a new place, per se, and this really isn't new to Blake Baker, but under new leadership, bringing in Peoples helps with that transition. I think that's something LSU fans can be excited about as they implement their style of defensive play.
Oh, absolutely, and I'll take it a step further that, you know, obviously the coaching staff angle is one part of it, but there's also some players here that were on that roster a couple of years ago with Blake Baker who I'm sure are eager to get to work with him again. And, you know, obviously some recruits that Blake Baker really attacked when he was on, you know, in his lone season with LSU. So yeah, this is all the stars are aligning in the right way for LSU with these hires. You know, I also look at this from the perspective of, you know, LSU just not only getting the right people in here to, no pun intended, we keep saying people, but you know, the right guys in here to coach these players up, but you know, I expect them to look very swiftly at the transfer portal and certainly with what's going on right now with Alabama, with Washington, with you know, Texas, Missouri, you know, losing their, you know, kind of defensive line staffs and coaches and all the different maneuvers here that are going on and all the different players that you could see enter the portal over the next 30 days. And then in my opinion, what you really got to look at is that springtime portal openings. And when, you know, there's guys maybe on the depth chart at Texas or at Missouri or just.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick Six is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
And want to find something else. And LSU absolutely, I think, has to be at the forefront of a lot of these top names that go in, just from the basic fact here that they just don't have a lot in terms of interior linemen that they can build around for the future. Yeah. And you know, with that being said, I do think that there is some talent with the edge rushers, with the defensive ends. You look at guys like Savion Jones and Deshaun Womack, Jackson Howard, Braden Swinson, Paris Shand. There's some talent that I think Peoples is going to be able to work with this spring and start getting those guys developed. What I'm going to be really interested to see here is how they one, analyze what the interior line looks like and the guys that are in, that are in here for the next several months and through spring practice, what they look like for those few months, and just reassess maybe where they are. And once that spring portal window opens, and how many do you want to take? Do you want to take one or two interior linemen? And then also, you know, there's the various reports out there from yours truly, Bryce Kuhn of 24/7 Sports, that they're still looking at various receivers. And, you know, Daniels, CJ Daniels is his name, right? Is that correct?
He was on campus on Friday. Yeah.
He's on campus today. And do you pull the plug or pull the plug, pull
the trigger,
pull the trigger on somebody like that and really bring him in to solidify your receiver room even more? I mean, like there's just a lot of options here, I think, that will become available to LSU and just being patient on the player front of this. I mean, I think the most important thing right now that LSU is doing is they're getting the staff in place. You know, this is, I think, going to be a very highly regarded, heralded staff over the next several weeks and months that you'll see, you know, in terms of articles and just the national thoughts and opinions on this. We certainly can look at it from our local bird's eye view and think, hey, man, this is great. You know, we're really doing a great job of – or LSU's really doing a great job of adding all these high-caliber coaches. But I think it hits a little different. You also see those national guys, those Josh Pates of the world, the, you know, the analysts that cover the sport from a national viewpoint here, when they also come in and say that LSU's done a really nice job of replenishing the staff. So will be very interesting just kind of how all this develops, but no doubt that Kevin Peoples here is just a really, really solid hire, really another really great coach, another good voice, another good leader to bring into this defensive line room. And I think, you know, a lot of these players are going to be really excited by what Brian Kelly's doing in terms of replenishing this defensive line staff and getting some guys here that you hope can be around for a little while and can actually develop and recruit and, you know, just kind of keep things stable on the defensive line that's been in such flux over the last few years.
Yeah, we end this short little reaction podcast with this right here. Like, LSU still needs to improve the roster, whether it's improving the guys they have there. You touched on it. one of the biggest questions that we've had on our message board, and I wanted to address it right here with you, is, hey, you know, it's cool that they're reaching out to CJ Daniels and the receivers and these offensive weapons. What about the defensive tackles? I had so many LSU fans in my mentions after that tweet. You know, what are we doing here? And here's my case. I wanted to hear yours. Now that you have this set, okay, so your front seven coaching staff is set. You're still going to hire a defensive backs coach, it feels like. But, you know, with Baker's, with the way this thing is trending and the amount of coaching spots you have going, you're going to have an edge defensive end guy, obviously, in Kevin Peoples. You're going to have Baker, who has experience with the linebackers. That's what he coached at LSU. You're going to have Bo Davis with that interior group of defensive line and the group as a whole. Your front seven, which is, look, we know the issues on the back end. They still have to, you know, finalize and make the decision on who they're going to hire back there. But I think that you, now that you kind of have the framework of your coaching staff for the front seven, they're really going to pour into the portal. And like you talked about, Sonny and I joked about this on our last podcast, recruiting-wise, there's a very likely chance you're going to have some programs that enter into spring practice in a portal window because of the potential domino effect of what we're seeing across college football and coaching changes. That being said, Glenn, I think this is a unique spring and winter, you know, winter and spring to kind of see it's okay that they, you know, are making these hires now because of what's potentially about to open up. I do agree. I think that they need to bring in one. I'd love to see maybe two interior defensive linemen, you know, be brought onto this roster that could be difference makers.
Yeah, I'd like to see a couple D linemen, and I'd like to see at least one more cornerback too. I mean, I think you, if there's a stud corner, a stud safety that decides to enter the portal, LSU should be one of the first teams on, you know, on the phone with that player. I mean, they really, you know, from a numbers perspective, I broke it down. I think it was last week now. They have 21 guys, I think, between safeties and cornerbacks that they can really trot out there and for next fall. I think a few of those guys won't be here until the summer, but that's a lot numbers wise. But as I wrote last week, not a whole ton of experience and not a lot of, you know,
true.
In terms of productivity, you know, you're really hoping for some internal development from a couple of those players. But I do think that if you're LSU, you've got to go in with whoever they bring on as the secondary coach or coaches with an open mind here that this is going to be a lot of competition over the next 5-6 months. You know, you've got to get that part of its defense right as well. You know, I know we've been focusing a lot on the interior line, which is very important, and you know, they need to get some players there for that. But the secondary, I think, was consistently a bigger issue, I think, for LSU this last year, and making sure that you get that group developed and making sure that you have some players here that you can really build around for the next couple of seasons is going to be really important to this offseason as well. And like you said, Washington now is looking like they could be a resource or a source of you know, portal talent coming into in over the next 30 days. We just saw as we were recording that one of their top corners already in the portal, in terms of that news. So will be something to keep an eye on over the next several days and weeks, just kind of what LSU can do in terms of adding talent, because, you know, not only does Washington need to go hire a coach now, which could be a trickle down effect for another school, you still got the Alabama domino out there as well. And which players are going to want to stay and play for DeBoer, and which ones are going to want to, you know, go check out other options. And like I said, I think LSU should be front and center for any top corner, any top safety, any top interior lineman out there that's looking to maybe make a change. And this is just kind of the era of college football we live in right now. This is a free agency kind of deal. I mean, you can really go in there and make your pitch, say that hey, look, we got a lot of talent here, but we also are understanding that we've got to build this thing up the right way, and we're looking for guys who can be difference makers, and maybe you can come in and join that fray. So we'll see how it transpires here, but just a lot of options, I think, at the end of the day for LSU to improve this roster as we look ahead to spring and certainly the summer as well.
Obviously, the big news, LSU hires Kevin Peoples to defensive staff, adding to what is they're trying to make an all-star studded staff. And I don't think it come at better timing with the news coming around college football, LSU gearing up in that arms race from a coaching staff perspective. Hey, if you want to know the latest news, the latest notes going on with LSU, we want you to be a part of that community. We still have this deal going on. Sign up now, 60% off annual VIP membership. I believe this deal is going to end on January the 15th, so you have 3 days to get this in from the time we're recording this. Great community, great news and tidbits. You would have known if you were a subscriber that LSU was leaning maybe a little bit towards hiring Kevin Peoples and a great team we work with, myself, Glenn West, and Sonny Ship there as well, all the time talking some fantastic stuff. And we can't wait for you to be a part of it. So make sure you sign up for the link down below. We appreciate you watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you may be getting this podcast. Glenn, as long as a defensive back coach is not named, I don't think we will record tomorrow. If I don't see you virtually, then I guess I'll see you in person when the next time I see you.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to New Orleans next week. Is that correct with the wife?
Yeah,
shoot me over some texts, and I'll give you some restaurant options. I know you guys are staying in Metairie, which is my hometown, my neck of the woods. So it'll be very fun, very interesting.
We'll have to find the statue that's built outside Glenn West's high school that I'm sure they erected shortly after he left.
Our campus is getting torn down. It's very, very soon. We've moved campuses at Haynes Academy for advanced studies. So they're moved to a bigger location. I guess there's a lot more smarter kids in Metairie than there was when I was in high school. So they needed a bigger campus. We're out of luck.
Well, hey, we'll appreciate you. Maybe we have to record from there, but we will definitely keep getting this content out there. He is Glenn West. My name is Bryce Coon. Thanks so much for listening and watching. We'll catch you next time here on the Go 24/7. Bye.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.